America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The Bush administration is continuing to push its free trade agenda, initiating talks with some nations while squelching progress with others. The White House considers trade a carrot and stick type tool, a reward for those who cooperate with Washington's agenda while a punishment for others who don't play nice. Priscilla Huff reports.
The Bush administration has opened free trade talks with the tiny Persian Gulf nation of Bahrain, possibly a reward for its help with the Iraqi war. President Bush has also expressed his interest in moving forward on a free trade agreement for the Southern African Customs Union, Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, Swaziland, and South Africa. But Australia and New Zealand are running into opposition from American farmers for their free trade deal. The U.S. agriculture lobby is pushing hard on its concerns about quarantine rules and lamb imports, with U.S. Trade Representative Bob Zelick indicating those worries have pushed the Australia-New Zealand pact to the back burner. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Yale University officials say their commencement activities planned for this weekend will not be affected by yesterday's explosion at the law school. Yale Vice President Secretary Linda Lorimer says everything is going forward with precautions in place.
But at this point, we expect the full array of commencement activities to proceed. We will be checking bags and having some additional checks of the site by the law enforcement agencies.
It's also likely that the law school's commencement will take place Monday in the courtyard of the damaged building. School officials will not make that determination for the next few days. Parents planning to come to the commencement should check the school's website at www.yale.edu to stay informed of any changes that may arise.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
The head of the Canadian Auto Workers Union says he's stunned by Daimler Chrysler's announcement today that it will no longer build a major new plant in Windsor, Ontario. Buzz Hargrove tells the Detroit Free Press that the move proves that the CAW can't trust the automaker. Daimler Chrysler had agreed during union negotiations last year to build a $1.2 billion plant, creating 2,500 jobs. CEO Dieter Zetsche says the automaker can no longer go through with the plan because market conditions have changed since last year. The Guatemalan twins, who were joined at the head and separated during a procedure performed at a hospital in Los Angeles last August, are returning to the U.S. The children, who will turn two in July, recently experienced complications and will have to leave Guatemala for treatment. A spokeswoman for the University of California at Los Angeles, where the twins were separated, said at least one of the girls will arrive in L.A. today.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Northwest flight attendants have begun voting on whether to replace the International Brotherhood of Teamsters as their union. The challenge comes from the Professional Flight Attendants Association, which was formed a year ago. PFAA's Gary Helton says the Teamsters gave in on important negotiations and have been undemocratic.
Our leadership provides for membership involvement, member-to-member involvement, as opposed to top-down hierarchy.
The head of Teamsters Local 2000 says it's vital for flight attendants to have the power and experience of an international union behind them at this time. The attendants have a month to call in their votes via the phone. Stocks moved higher today as Wall Street became more enthusiastic about the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 77 points and finished at 85.94. The NASDAQ added 17 points to 1507, and the S&P 500 gained 8 points to 931. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Life in a fishbowl. No, not in an aquarium. The behaviors of these specimens were observed while they were driving their cars. When we come back, I'll tell you what you've been doing on the road.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
Stretch limos with tinted windows aside. What we do while driving is on display for everyone to see. And according to an Exxon poll of 1,000 drivers, our top three favorite activities are 1 in 5 of us flirt with other drivers. Another 40% actually reach out and touch someone with our cell phones. And the number one private activity that 70% of us perform for public view is the ever-popular eating. Now that gives dining and dashing a whole new meaning. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, good afternoon, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's about 7:30 past the hour. Program produced, as always, by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES. That's 800-825-5937. Or you can email during the program, Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.com. .net. However you're listening tonight, Sirius Satellite Channel 145, the IE America Radio Network, radiopower.org, whiterosesociety.org, blah, blah, blah. Don't forget, Bush Free Fridays again tomorrow. We're going to try it again. A lot of scary sound tonight from Bush at the President's Dinner last night. Can you say PNAC? Hey. Just a couple of items here before we get to the phones. I guess you know the other day the UN Security Council decided to turn over to the Bush crime family everything the Bush crime family wants where it concerns Iraq. I believe it was a unanimous vote, wasn't it? 14 to zip. The Syrian ambassador to the UN did not sit in. 15 members of the Security Council, 5 permanent. There were 14. The vote was 14 to nothing. James Paul, who's executive director of the Global Policy Forum, had this to say about that vote. He said the United States has bullied support from an unhappy and reluctant Security Council. The resolution gives legitimacy to the occupation authorities, agrees to a weak role for the UN, fails to provide for return of the UN inspectors, and turns over control of Iraq's oil resources to the occupiers. Oh, that's us. The Chilean ambassador has been recalled for failing to show sufficient support and enthusiasm for the U.S. positions. Many threats and perhaps promises of a few oil fields have brought the U.N. Council membership into line. The next step? The U.S. will effectively name the new U.N. Representative to Baghdad. So it's not just the Democrats in the U.S. Congress who are lacking a spine. Apparently, the other civilized nations of the world have become nothing more than enablers for the Bush crime family. I don't know. Maybe it's time for all of us just to agree and start sig-heiling. Huh? What do you think? Joy Gordon a professor at Fairfield University who wrote Cool War, Economic Sanctions as Weapons of Mass Destruction, had this to say about that vote. The UN resolution is a defeat for all those who wanted to see a free, independent Iraq with the level of health, education, and social development that was present before the sanctions devastated the economy and the well-being of the Iraqi population. Now, she's not referring to the political well-being, obviously. She goes on to say, we have already seen how the U.S. sets its priorities as an occupying power. The oil fields are protected and put into operation immediately. At the same time, the U.S. has done little to stop the looting or restart the production of water purification facilities and electrical generators. The U.S., Joy Gordon writes, has shown a terrible disregard for Iraq's humanitarian situation over the last decade, as we have seen the United States veto essential goods ranging from children's vaccines to water purification equipment. It's pretty weird, isn't it? Sam Husseini, who is the communications director of the Institute for Public Accuracy that provided these quotes, says about the vote in the UN Security Council. He's referencing John Negroponte, our ambassador, former war criminal and international terrorist. John Negroponte claimed today that Saddam Hussein was responsible for the continuation of the sanctions. But that claim ignores longstanding U.S. policy of maintaining the sanctions regardless of Iraq's compliance with its disarmament obligations. Just as the sanctions were maintained regardless of law, they are being lifted regardless of law. Similarly, the devastating humanitarian effect of sanctions is recognized the moment it is convenient to do so. The absence of the Syrian ambassador says a great deal about the Arab regimes, pathetically caught between their people and U.S. government claiming a desire for democracy. It's beyond a joke, folks. But there's no stopping. I don't know. Can the American people stop these the Bush crime family? I don't know. We'll have a chance, I guess. I think. I hope. I would imagine we'll have a chance. As far as the United Nations is concerned, obviously the Security Council anyway is making no effort to stop this crime family. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome to watch the utter and total destruction of the rule of law. Not just in this country, but now, can I say globally? If the Bush crime family can do this in Iraq, where is there a place that the Bush crime family can't do it? Well, I guess they can't do it to countries that that have a nuclear arsenal, because those countries that have nuclear arsenals will now use those arsenals as a means of deterrence against the United States. This is kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, we've become the really, really, really bad guys on the globe. Not the Chi-Coms, not the Ruskies, who else is there? Not the North Koreans, not the Iranians. Any other bad guys? Not some of the dictators who now run the Central Asian former Soviet republics. You know, the real thugs, the ones that the Bush crime family likes to do business with, the rulers of Kazakhstan, the rulers of Bechtelstan, all those stands out there in Central Asia. So I don't know. I guess that's kind of the question. If you are inclined tonight, I'd like you to try to answer. How does it feel to be a member of this society, knowing full well now that the rest of the world truly, truly is terrified of the United States to the extent that it acquiesces in the UN Security Council to the demands put out there by the Bush crime family? The oil is ours. Okay, yes, sir, Massa. We will run Iraq. Okay, yes, sir, Massa. We will decide what sort of government Iraq has. Okay, yes, sir, Massa. We will make the determinations about this, that, and the other. Yes, sir, Massa. Anything you say. We will now give you a unanimous vote in the UN Security Council. Oh, by the way, of course, that included Germany, France, Russia, China. Well, I don't know about Germany. Germany's not, obviously, Germany's not a permanent member of the Security Council. I don't know if they're on the 15, on the rotating members of the Security Council right now. But the five permanent members, of course, the U.S. and the U.K. are going to vote for themselves. And then the other three, Russia, France, and China, all agreed. So how does it feel? We have, I don't know, haven't we passed some sort of milestone, mile marker, a point in history, of our history and global history, haven't we? Bush continues to use Africa as, I don't know, he uses Africa. Every time he wants to con the U.S. Treasury, the American people, or the global community, he uses Africa. Well, we're going to commit $5 billion to for AIDS. Well, not true. Well, we're going to commit all the, because of the poor, you know, people dying of AIDS in Africa. Not true. We are going to commit all this of frankenfood in order to feed the starving masses in Africa. And if the European Union won't get on board because they don't like frankenfood, bioengineered food, then they're standing in our way of feeding the masses in Africa. Africa has become, for George W. Bush, that target that he aims for every time he wants to make some sort of a belittling, swaggering, snotty, chimp-like statement to the rest of the world. Wow, you people, look what's going on in Africa. They're all dying of AIDS. We're going to send $5 billion. Hey, I'm a great humanitarian. Turns out to be nonsense and a lie. All of it a lie, except for the fact that, yes, 30 million people in Africa have AIDS. And Bush doesn't care. You know, when Clinton was in office, if he had an afternoon affair with his girlfriend, it was an abuse of power. If Clinton used NATO, it was abuse of power. If Clinton sat on an airport tarmac, whether it happened or not, it was an abuse of power. If Clinton hired Ron Brown and Ron Brown had some interest in the trade agreements, that was an abuse of power. If Bill Clinton's half-brother got busted on cocaine, that was an abuse of power. If Hillary Clinton tried to engineer single-payer health, that was an abuse of power. Does anybody in media or anybody in the United States Congress, House or Senate, see anything that George W. Bush and his crime family is doing that might be construed as an abuse of power? Anything? That's what I thought. No. Nothing. Of course, you and I see it. One last thing here before the first break and then back to your telephone, or to your phone calls. This is from Sofia Bulgaria's daily newspaper. The American company Kellogg Brown & Root, a unit of Halliburton, has won the bidding for construction of the first U.S. military bases in Bulgaria. Now, remember what the Bush crime family said, what Rumsfeld said. They were punished Germany because Germany said, screw you, where it concerned war and attack on Iraq. The punishment is beginning. We are going to build all sorts of military bases in Bulgaria, and guess who gets the contract? Why, you're right. You're right. Halliburton. A division of Halliburton. The daily newspaper in Sofia says the first U.S. base will be built at, I won't even try to pronounce it, an airport in that country. Talks between Bulgarian officials and Halliburton representatives have been ongoing for almost a year. Sources tell the newspaper the U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell has discussed this issue with Bulgarian officials during his recent visit to Sofia. I don't know when that was, whatever it was. Washington has not yet officially announced its intention to set up bases in Bulgaria. Nevertheless, it's going to happen. This is a slap in the face to Germany for snubbing the United States when we decided to take over the resources of Iraq. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. If that's not an abuse of power, can someone define for me what constitutes an abuse of power?
The Vice President, I've got great confidence in the Vice President, doing a heck of a good job. When I picked him, I knew he was a fine business leader and a fine, experienced man. And I was hiding in the bushes, but I couldn't stand the light, and he was hiding.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Nebraska.
How are you doing? We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys are having way too much fun, you know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with his dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it sure worked out good. It worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, Red 800 Talk, yes. Paul is calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good evening.
How you doing?
I really can't complain. Life is good.
Well, great.
Even so, you know?
Yeah.
Just briefly, you got to remember that our dear leader is a good Christian person, and that's all that counts in life.
Yeah, I guess so. Although, when George Bush dies and faces Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is going to rip his head off and pee in his neck, I have a feeling.
Look, just a few short weeks ago, we were sitting here. We talked to you, we listened to you, and we all felt there's no hope at the end of this tunnel.
Yeah.
And I think what the Texas Democrats did for us last week really opened our eyes up, saying, hey, there is a chance that we can pull this out. There's enough people that say what they did was good and what we have to do is good.
Mm-hmm.
But let me briefly say, I had I occasionally work as a consultant, and then tonight I went down to Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I met with a customer down there. And I see this guy's got Georgia tags on his car, and I asked him what he's doing up here, and he says, well, I can't find work in Georgia. And I asked him what kind of work he does, and he was a skilled trades person.
Uh-huh.
No reason why he couldn't find it down there, but he was laid off the day after 9/11. He worked in a trade that the jobs just dried up and went away after 9/11. And right now in Pennsylvania, he's not fully employed. He's partially employed, trying
right.
to get going the
right.
whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I get talking to him, and basically he feels that there's no work out there. As he said, no middle class, no jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And I asked him what he thought about the president. He says, well, one, I hope he's not going to be reelected. And then we go on, and he says he thought Bush was a fine Christian man that would do a lot of good when he voted for him the first time, but he says, I've surely learned my lesson. So here's a guy that voted for Bush the first time is out of work now. How many men and women are out of work now? There's a lot of them that voted for this guy the last time.
Well, but so many of them are willing to say, well, George Bush is trying to save the economy that Bill Clinton destroyed.
I think they're past that. I don't think
you think so. I hope you're right.
I think they're really past that. I immediately started talking to Sinich and Dean. I said, these are two guys. I said, they're Democrats. They're both good. They both have their differences, but they're there for the American worker, the American people. So
right.
it was interesting. But I asked him, and once we got talking down this road, I asked him if he had an opportunity to listen to the net. And I said, there's this great guy I listened to at night named Mike Malloy. And I mentioned you when we were talking, and I said, he's the left-wing and moderate equivalent to Rush Limbaugh. And the guy's face lights up, and he says, oh, I love Rush. So here's a guy that loves Rush,
right.
voted for that little weasel the first time.
Right.
And we talked briefly about Rush as we're saying goodbye. He says, but he's, we're talking about them, the people that control us, et cetera. He says, they even have Rush silence these days. He says, I can't figure out why they have Rush silence. But he says, I'm not too happy with that. But, I didn't go any further and said, I'd like to know what kind of propaganda Rush is saying that he's been silenced somehow by the people.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't understand that. Limbaugh is the
I don't listen to him, so I don't know.
Well, I don't listen anymore either. I haven't for months. But he is the Joseph Goebbels of the Bush crime family,
right.
Silenced. I don't know. The person you're talking about. I don't know, buying into some kind of mythology. Willful ignorance is the most difficult sort to overcome. Ignorance is easy to deal with. You just lay out facts and truth for people. Open a book, listen to a lecturer, pay attention to a political speech, study science. Ignorance is easy to overcome. Willful ignorance is worse than addiction. In fact, I think it's a sort of addiction. It's almost impossible to overcome, and that's what it sounds like the person you're talking about is suffering from, willful ignorance. And I don't know what to do about that.
Well, we just have to keep the word.
Keep it going. Right.
Quite honestly, what the Texas Democrats did for us last week is a lot of good, and I think it's going to help us quite a bit.
I think so, too. Thanks, Paul.
Good night, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Quick break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
On the poor, it's a mystery in the making. It's distinctly upper class.
Well, not everybody.
Yes, sir, I'll get the door, roll the carpet on the floor.
For a man.
For a man.
For a man.
Such a man.
For a man.
With his hand up his.
Ditto.
Ditto.
Ditto. Ditto.
Ask us the name of the king. It's Rush.
The greatest man in America.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. The governor of Saipan, a U.S.-controlled Pacific island, ordered 5 garment factories closed this week over violations of labor, health, and safety laws. Saipan has long attracted clothing retailers because its minimum wage and labor laws are less stringent than those in the U.S. mainland. Earlier this year, more than 24 U.S. retailers, including The Gap, Target, and JCPenney, settled a lawsuit charging that Saipan's manufacturers held workers in virtual slavery while violating wage, overtime, and safety rules.
There may be a deal in the 9-month standoff between British firefighters and the British government. The Executive Council of the Fire Brigades Union is recommending approval of a tentative new 1-year contract that guarantees a 16% pay increase phased in between now and July of 2004. It's not quite the 40% raise the firefighters initially wanted, but the government has dropped so-called modernization requirements, which the union suspected would lead to job cuts and station closures and helped spark 15 days of strikes. In exchange, the union and government will negotiate any changes to the fire services personnel structure, with those talks scheduled to begin later this year. A general conference of the fire brigades union will take place in a week and a half, and there, representatives from every UK firehouse will vote on the deal's fate.
An outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome helped push Hong Kong's unemployment level to an all-time high of 7.8% last month. More than 250,000 of the city's 3.5 million workers were left jobless as fears over SARS decimated business in the retail, restaurant, and travel industries. Many Hong Kong economists are now predicting unemployment will climb above 8%, and other Asian economies such as Taiwan, Singapore, and Malaysia report similar SARS-related spikes in joblessness as well.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Got the flying monkey ride blues? Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Back to your calls in just a second, but who sent me this? Did Sabina send this? I think so. I just want to share. This is from the BBC. I guess it's the BBC today, tonight. Let me check here. It's very recent. I think it's, it's from today. This afternoon, early evening. Listen to this. Just listen to this. I'm pretty much just going to quote from this. A small sample of Afghan civilians have shown, quote, astonishing, close quote, levels of uranium in their urine. An independent scientist says. He said they had the same symptoms as some veterans of the 1991 Gulf War. However, he found no trace of the depleted uranium that some scientists believe is implicated in Gulf War syndrome. Other researchers suggest new types of radioactive weapons may have been used in Afghanistan. The scientist is Dr. Asaf Durakovic of the Uranium Medical Research Center based in Washington, D.C. No, don't even go there. He's a former United States Army colonel who is now a professor of medicine. He said in the year 2000 he had found significant levels of depleted uranium in 2/3 of the 17 Gulf veterans he had tested. In May 2002, he sent a team to Afghanistan to interview and examine civilians there. The Urania Medical Research Center says its team identified several hundred people suffering from illnesses and conditions similar to those of Gulf War veterans, probably because they had inhaled uranium dust in Afghanistan. To test its hypothesis that some form of uranium weapon had been used, the Urania Medical Research Center, UMRC, sent urine specimens from 17 Afghans for analysis to an independent laboratory in the United Kingdom. The report said, quote, without exception, every person donating urine specimens tested positive for uranium internal contamination. The results were astounding. This is from the report. The results were astounding. The donors presented concentrations of toxic and radioactive uranium isotopes between 100 and 400 times greater than in the Gulf veterans tested in 1999. If the findings are corroborated, the report continues, in other communities across Afghanistan, the country faces a severe public health disaster. Every subsequent generation is at risk. Every subsequent generation is at risk. The report goes on to say that troops who fought in Afghanistan and the staff of aid agencies based in Afghanistan are also at risk. Now, how much risk? Dr. Durakovic's team. Now, this guy's a former U.S. Army colonel. Okay, he's one of our people, and now a professor of medicine. His team used as a control group three Afghans who showed no signs of contamination. They averaged 9.4, now remember that number, 9.4 nanograms of uranium per liter of urine. The average for his 17 randomly selected patients was 315 nanograms. Some of these people were from Jalalabad, others were from Kabul, Tora Bora, and Mazar-e-Sharif. A 12-year-old boy living near Kabul had 2,031 nanograms. The maximum permissible level for members of the public in the United States is 12 nanograms. So the average of these people tested in Afghanistan was between 100 and 400 nanograms. What we allow in this country is 12. Some of the levels were as high as 2,000 nanograms of uranium per liter of body fluid. Per liter of urine. A second UMRC visit to Afghanistan last September found a potentially much broader area and larger population of contamination. It collected 25 more urine samples, which bore out the findings from the earlier group. Dr. Durakovic, a former U.S. Army colonel and now a professor of medicine, said he was stunned by the results he had found, which are to be published shortly in several scientific journals. He told the BBC News Online, quote, in Afghanistan, there were no oil fires, no pesticides, nobody had been vaccinated. All of these are explanations suggested for the Gulf veterans' condition. But people had exactly the same symptoms in Afghanistan as our veterans had in the Gulf War. He says, I'm certainly not saying Afghanistan was a vast experiment with new uranium weapons, but use your common sense. End quote. Is that abuse of power? Every subsequent generation of Afghans is at risk. According to this report, not generations to 10 out from now, not 10 generations, every subsequent generation of Afghans is at risk. Is that abuse of power? Nah. But hanging out with a 24-year-old intern in the Oval Office is an impeachable offense if you lie about it. Decimating a civilian population is not. Jesus, I'll tell you something, folks. I garble the quote every time, but America should tremble at the thought of a just God. One of the framers said that, right? Who was it? Jefferson? Madison? Adams? Franklin? Paul Revere? Matt is calling from Manchester, New Hampshire. He is our he's the president of Young Democrats in his high school. Matt, haven't heard from you for a while. Welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
All right. I need some advice, pretty much. The last couple of months, the Young Democrats have been trying to kind of explain to the student population at the school that this administration, isn't doing what a president's supposed to be doing. He's, doing the opposite. Instead of making the country more secure, he's making it insecure by kind of taking off everybody else.
Right.
And so we've been trying out different ways, and it just seems none of our peers care about, killing innocent people or privacy being invaded or anything like that. And we're trying to pinpoint what would really, make high school kids so mad at this administration, in which they should be, that, they are considering, someone else. We're going to have 600 kids in our school of voting age in the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
And New Hampshire's pretty much a Republican state, so, we need all the votes we can get.
So your question is, how do you wake up your fellow students?
Pretty much.
I don't know. Just off the top of my head, I don't know. Maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I could give you an answer. 40 years ago, when I was in high school, we had the same problem. You couldn't really politicize anybody about anything. The generations that came through high school after my time there were more easily politicized, and I don't know what the difference was. Maybe it was because we had an honest news media. We didn't have an honest news media in the 50s. We had a news media that was terrified of being accused of being communist, just like we have a media now that's terrified of being accused of being unpatriotic. The couple of generations between my high school years and your high school years here, Matt, there was close to an honest, informative press in this country. It's gone now. So without a legitimate press, in this country, there's a foreign press you can go to, but yawn. What about this country? Without a legitimate press to inform people of what's really going on, I'm not exactly sure how you do it. There are many websites, as you know, that you can go to and get the information and put it in people's hands. Whether or not you can force them to read and become active because of what they read, I don't know. I wish I could answer you. I do not have an answer. I just don't. Maybe somebody listening does. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on, if you don't mind, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
All right. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, I got a few minutes, yep.
How many minutes you got?
As long as it takes.
Okay. I'll put you on hold. And as we take these calls and people drop off, maybe somebody can call in with an answer, and then I'll just conference you and that caller.
Okay.
Because I don't have an answer for you. I know there is an answer, Matt, but I don't have it. But the audience that tunes into this program is, in so many instances, just a hell of a lot smarter than I am. And they may be able to give you the answer. Somebody out there may be able to give you the answer that you're looking for.
I'm hoping so.
All right. Let me put you on hold.
All right.
And we'll see what happens. All right. So Matt goes on hold. If anybody has an answer for this, what is Matt? 15. He's the president of Young Democrats at his high school. And the question that Matt asked, how does he activate or wake up or help inform his fellow students who seem not to give a tinker's damn about what the Bush crime family is doing? Well, we have an answer already? We have somebody calling in? Okay. Let's check it out first. Casper, is this your first time calling from Dallas, Texas, right, Casper?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. You betcha.
Now, you sound young.
Yeah, well, almost. I'm about to hit 30.
Oh, okay. I was going to say maybe you were you're not young enough to be a high school student. Do you have an answer for Matt?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask him if he's tried like handing out flyers or anything.
Okay, hold on.
Bullet point listing. And
let me bring Matt on. Matt, say hi to Casper. Casper, say hi to Matt.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, you?
Have you thought about have you done that? Passed out flyers and.
We have a school TV station. We've tried doing stuff on there. We're gonna try to set up a Michael Moore Film Festival. And we're working on stuff. It just even just talking to people, it seems that they don't care. They want to go and have these people be killed more than anything else.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because I'm like I said, I'm about to hit 30, but I do still have a lot of young friends close to 19, not even drinking age yet, and you know, they don't seem very interested. And I don't know if I started voting in 1992, so you know, I never voted for Clinton, but I sure as hell didn't vote for Bush. And man, I don't know what it is. I don't remember how the kids were. I don't think the kids were that interested when I was that age either. So I can't really recall when I started. I guess I started getting really into politics around, really interested in my mid-20s. But I did attend conventions, like when I was first started voting. I attended my this isn't about me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think that you're maybe giving some information that Matt might need, right, Matt?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go ahead, Casper.
I was just going to say, I mean, I did attend my first local conventions here in Texas area when I was 18, and that got me interested. But I really don't have an answer as to why the kids.
Well, that's the struggle I was having, Casper. I don't know what to tell Matt about. You know, it used to be that the younger people were the ones that were more open to the idea that the older people were out of their minds and BS artists and don't trust them, you know, in the 60s. Don't trust anybody over 30. There, you know, that wasn't just a snotty remark. There was a reason for that. But now it seems like kids, you know, are more than willing to trust, if that's the word, or just check out. It's like maybe they don't trust people over 30. They just don't care.
Do they have a free speech area at the school, like before in the mornings, where you can stand out there and just...
Well, I mean, our campus is pretty open, and, I mean, we have a very good principal. Our principal is, you know, a Democrat, you know, diehard Democrat, which it really makes it a lot easier for us. And, I mean, you know, there's 20, 30 kids who, you know, are really do care and, you know, they're with us, and we're, you know, we're trying to change the stuff. But with the school with nearly 5,000 kids... 30 is a very small population.
5,000?
Yeah, we're about 5,000.
Good God Almighty. That's a huge school, Matt.
And do they have, like they do at college campuses, where people stand out in free speech areas, like in the morning or in between classes? And
Not really. I mean, we were having a lot of, you know, we wore armbands and stuff like that, and that was kind of hushed down a little bit by the administration. Just because of controversy. So really, at the beginning, there was a lot of more options for free speech, and now it's starting to be more limited.
Mm-hmm. Well, Casper is kind of in the same position I am. We can't give a real good answer. But Casper, thanks for taking a shot at it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks
hey, listen, I hope you call again. I appreciate you.
I enjoyed the show. I just found it a couple weeks ago, and like I said, it's a struggle here in Texas because I don't hear any at all. I don't hear any liberal radio.
Not just Texas, pal. But stay tuned and pass the word because we're trying to pick up as much audience as we can. Thanks, Casper.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, have a good one.
All right, appreciate it. All right, Matt, I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And Kathy will take some information. If you've got an email address you can give her. And then I will put up on my website, under the Action Alert section, what you are requesting, and people can email you some ideas.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
That sounds great.
Okay. So let me put you on hold. And during this break that's coming up right now, Kathy will get the email address or whatever you want to give, and we'll post it on my website, MikeMalloy.com, and then people can get in touch with you where there's more time, where they can send you maybe some ideas.
Okay.
Will that work?
That sounds great. Thanks.
Okay, Matt, thanks for checking in.
Awesome.
And keep struggling, pal. Hold on. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
We honor the notion of being able to speak freely
with political discourse.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved, guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way, guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams, guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
I'm talking about
the tread on a tire. Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. I'll tell you what. We have another caller here who might be able to answer Matt, and that's Tom from Mount Airy, Maryland. And Tom, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, you're 16. Okay. Let me bring Matt back up. Matt, say hi to Tom. Tom, say hi to Matt.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, you?
All right. Now, the question on the table is Matt is trying to, you know, get his peers to pay attention to what's going on, maybe get a little active. Do you have any suggestions for him, Tom?
I've been thinking about this earlier in the day because at my school, of course, they don't think. I think the main reason people aren't into... just don't care
mm-hmm.
because they don't read. They don't read. I've been reading since I was a kid. I think reading is what makes people just want to learn.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And if you can, I don't know, maybe start something at school with get people into it. I mean, you said your principal's Democrat. That's great. My school, he is, but he's kind of ruled by the other administrators, so it doesn't make much of a difference for us. And, you know, if you can get him to, you know, support programs in your school that encourage political activism and getting into politics, then I think that'll help. If you can appeal to 5,000 kids in your school...
Yeah,
if you can appeal to that wide range of people, then I think go for it.
What I'm going to do, Tom, is I'm going to put Matt's email address up on my website, MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net. It'll be under the Action Alert section, and maybe you guys can email where it's a little bit easier. It's hard to talk on the radio, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But there might be some ideas. First of all, let me say I'm blown away that, first of all, I've got you know, both of you on the air. Obviously, you're both young. You're both listening to this program, which means you had to go find it, which means you're listening on the Internet. And the fact that you both are concerned about these issues, I am absolutely impressed. This is one of the most impressive moments I think I've had in talk radio in the past 5 years, is the fact that both you guys have called in, both of you are concerned about this, both of you are willing to try to help your fellow students become aware of what's going on. And I'm surprised. I'm thrilled that both of you still maintain that kind of curiosity and that kind of determination. So I just want to congratulate both of you for having the kinds of minds that you have, okay? And I mean that from the heart, all right?
I'm flattered.
All right, well, it's absolutely the truth. Tom and Matt, thank you both for checking in. And Tom, go to my website a little bit later on tonight. We'll have it up as an action alert. Maybe you guys can get together and just kind of work this out. I'm sure a lot of people will be in touch with you, Matt.
All right, thanks.
All right, sir. Thanks to both of you.
All right.
All right, have a good evening. Quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio.
Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Worries that terrorists might launch a biological attack seem to be waning in the general U.S. population. A new Harvard School of Public Health survey finds less than 30% are very or somewhat concerned of terrorist attacks involving smallpox. That's down from 51% in December. There's also been a drop in the share of Americans who say they would take the smallpox vaccine if it were available to them. 45% now say they'd roll up their sleeves compared to December's 61%. The Bush administration is continuing to push its free trade agenda, initiating talks with some nations while squelching progress with others. The White House considers trade a carrot-and-stick type tool, a reward for those who cooperate with Washington's agenda while a punishment for others who don't play nice. Priscilla Huff reports.
The Bush administration has opened free trade talks with the tiny Persian Gulf nation of Bahrain, possibly a reward for its help with the Iraqi war. President Bush has also expressed his interest in moving forward on a free trade agreement for the Southern African Customs Union, Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, Swaziland, and South Africa. But Australia and New Zealand are running into opposition from American farmers for their free trade deal. The U.S. agriculture lobby is pushing hard on its concerns about quarantine rules and lamb imports, with U.S. Trade Representative Bob Zelick indicating those worries have pushed the Australia-New Zealand pact to the back burner. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Defense officials say General Tommy Franks has decided to retire. Voice of America reports it's not known exactly when the general will step down. The St. Petersburg Times had reported earlier this week that Franks would be stepping down this fall. Franks has been the head of Central Command since July of 2000. The 57-year-old Midland, Texas native was ultimately responsible for conducting the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. So far, officials at Central Command in Tampa, Florida have issued no statement.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Despite yesterday's explosion of a device in a law school classroom, Yale University insists that their campus is safe. Yale Vice President Secretary Linda Lorimer says this was an isolated incident.
We believe we have very thoroughly developed security procedures and security patrols. Obviously, an event like this would make us, like any group of people, want to sit down after the fact and take a look to see if there are any further improvements, and we'll undoubtedly be doing that in the days and weeks to come.
Lorimer says security will be beefed up for the class day events Sunday and commencement exercises Monday, which will all proceed as scheduled. Lorimer says she believes that the law school commencement will be held at the building where the explosion took place, but they won't know for sure until the weekend.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Plan number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Southwest Airlines is known for hiring people based on their sense of fun and humor, but when the company faked the arrest of an employee at the Sunport in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the hijinks apparently went too far. Marcy Fuscherback was now suing the airline and the city of Albuquerque in the fake arrest. Southwest apparently dreamed up the incident that was carried out by the city aviation police to celebrate the completion of Fuscherback's probationary employment period. She says officers handcuffed her at the ticket counter last August. The complaint says the conduct of the airline employees went beyond the bounds of common decency and caused her emotional distress. Although Fuscherback and Southwest supervisor Tina Marie Tapia are still with the company, Southwest manager Michael Santiago is gone. Enthusiasm about the economy sent stocks higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 77 points to 85.94. The NASDAQ was up 17 to 15.07. The S&P 500 gained 8 to 9.31. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Kids fight over toys, and mom says share. Good advice for the playground and the road. When I come back, we'll talk peaceful coexistence between cars and motorcycles.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power spark plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? He said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power spark plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Global detente's important, but drivers of four-wheel vehicles and two-wheeled motorcycles could use some local negotiation in sharing the road. Here's a start. Cyclist, act like full-sized vehicles by claiming road space nearer centerline, encouraging drivers to pass with a wider berth. Four-wheel vehicles, don't move to one side to see what's going on in slow traffic. Stick to the middle of your lane. This position discourages cyclists from weaving between cars. Now that's shuttle diplomacy. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Dave sent it in to me. It's a longer quote, but the part I'm interested in is Thomas Jefferson. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Dave says... print it out and pin it up on the wall. Okay. A couple of quick emails here regarding Matt, our young caller who is president of the Young Democrats at his high school, doesn't quite know how to stimulate conversation and education, political education, awareness among his classmates. Tamara writes in, my kids are politically active, and they've generated positive response by wearing .com T-shirts like democraticunderground.com. There are so many wonderful T-shirts that send rebel democratic messages, which appeal to the young. They love the Internet, and starting an Internet chat group meeting using the messages that are on some of the liberal websites. Just an idea. That's a good one, Matt. If you're still listening, that's a good idea. You can get these T-shirts. DemocraticUnderground.com is a good example, or BartCop.com. You just wear the T-shirt. It's not a subversive message. Most of the older people are not going to know what the hell it means. But the kids who are interested will go to democraticunderground.com, for example, and all of a sudden, whoosh, buzzflash.com, makethemaccountable.com, moveon.org. All you have to do, all right, now my brain is starting to unplug. Do this, Matt. Again, just go to my website or any website. Go to the links page on my website. And there's 50, I don't know, 60, 70, what are we up to now, Kathy? Just an enormous number of websites there that some of which have merchandise, T-shirts, baseball caps that you can buy cheap. Tell them what you're trying to do. Maybe they'll cut you a deal. No, we don't do that. We don't do merchandising. Maybe someday, but not now. But that's a good idea. Tamara has a good idea here. You know, you get a bunch of kids in school wearing democraticunderground.com or buzzflash.com or bartcop.com or whatever T-shirts, and, you know, people are going to start checking that out. Well, what's that? CM sent this in regarding the young people. Want to get them going? Reinstitute the draft. Just like we had, they'll start getting real interested in what the hell the shrub is doing, CM writes. By the way, Is this thing in Texas going to be held up to all I've asked for since Shrub came into office? You know, hold it up to the Clinton standard. That is special prosecutors, independent counsels, congressional investigations. And that applies to all this crap. The aircraft carrier landing, Cheney's energy meetings, Halliburton, Bush the deserter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, CM, that's not going to happen because there is no Democratic Party left in the U.S. House or Senate that has a backbone. And they gave away their power. They had the Senate. They could have gotten the House, but they all decided to be Bush light. And as a result, they can't initiate investigations. Can't be done. They don't have subpoena power because they're in the minority. So to answer your question, any investigations, special prosecutors? No, hell no. Why should there be? John Ashcroft is going to do the same thing that Janet Reno did. Appoint a special prosecutor. John Ashcroft's going to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate President Cheney and the monkey that sits on his lap. Are you serious? Ain't going to happen. Not in this lifetime. Okay, now Mike's been holding off forever. Mike, I'm sorry. I got your email. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got a roll, so I'll roll this for you through it for you here. Just something quick from Matt.
Okay.
One of the keys is persistence and know your audience. There's going to be a certain percentage of people that are ignorant and misinformed. Identify who they are and inform them correctly of what the circumstances are. A certain percentage of people are going to be lazy, but they'll listen if you do the work for them, provide them with the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And a percentage of people don't care and try to find out what issue it is that individually makes them care and hit on those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Percentage of hardliners, don't waste your time after you identify who they are. And the ones that are with you, get them to do the same that you're doing.
So I think what you're saying is take and no, I'm not trying to make this sound disparaging, but what you're saying is take the line of least resistance where it concerns initial organizing. Don't bash your head up against the hardcore right-wingers because you're going to go nowhere.
Right. Don't spin your wheels. That's a waste of time. There's a certain percentage of the population that it's going to be. They will not change their mind. You know as well as I do, someone like Dave is not going to change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of effort and resources. Go on to the next ones.
Are you talking about David, the guy that calls this program?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah. the one monkey that does get through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what I called in for was yesterday, you mentioned a ticket for illegal use of a milk crate. And I don't know if you remember, but I'm called for honking my horn at the peace demonstration in Orlando. Past few months, I've heard of tickets for use of high beams. Went through the parking lot at my wife's work and were giving tickets for expired tags, and it became aggressive on seatbelts in Florida with a new Click It or Ticket program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have that here.
In the past, these would have been let off with a warning, and we should all realize this is due to state and local budget deficits.
Absolutely.
Which leads me to the next thing, which is tax cuts. And in Limbaugh's commentary, he was claiming everybody should be happy about the tax cuts because we're all going to benefit, and the Democrats should stop playing Mr. Scrooge and saying bah humbug to something that everybody will receive, you know.
Right.
And you know as well as I do what's going to happen is the rich are going to hoard their money in a wait-and-see kind of mode to see what the economy is going to do. They're not going to release it until they think the other guy's going to let his go. And then one thing that got me fired up, I don't know if you've seen the whole Hitler miniseries.
You know, I missed Tuesday nights. We were in here working, and I forgot to set the VCR. We saw it Sunday night. But we missed the second. There were only two nights, right? Sunday and Tuesday.
The last 35 minutes were the most important. And if you ask why Bush is not being impeached earlier, that'll tell you. You know, I don't, for one, the fear of doing it, and for two, they probably didn't think it was headed that way. They didn't know the significance of what was going on. I urge everybody, I had to stop this because it was so creepy, the parallel that I drew from what they said. You know, the burning of the Reichstag is mm-hmm. where I'm starting from.
Right.
Until he really took power and suppressed everybody's civil liberties and everything. I encourage everybody to look at that and look at the parallels.
Yeah, I know a lot of people get tired of hearing the parallels between Nazism and Bushism, but
right.
How can you avoid them? How can you avoid them?
Yeah. I mean, they think about the flat-out murdering of the Jews, but that's not the only thing, that's not the underlying thing of what happened. Quickly before I go, I wanted to hit on Kucinich, if I could.
Sure.
I've done a turn now, and I'm with you on this. As long as we elect someone who is represented by big money, a big business, the common people will never have a true direct representation of themselves. Kucinich is the only one who brought up water privatization that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get rid of NAFTA, and he has an intriguing plan for national health care. Although these all may not pass or work, he's bringing up the issues and at least having them surface.
That's right.
I think most of your listeners know that he's the best voice we have, so don't squander this opportunity. You know, it doesn't come along too often.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you're out there, just like Matt, make people aware of who he is. Print up the issues from his website. Call them. Call the people at Kucinich. Order bumper stickers. Put one on your car. Spread the word. You know, I just got an email from MoveOn.org to vote, and it was voting between Kerry or Dean, and I was kind of upset, so I didn't vote, but I did leave a comment, my opinion, in their comments section regarding Kucinich on the blog. You know, mm-hmm. just do what you can. And one right. question I have before I go.
Okay.
We talked about a CD that you were possibly thinking of, Bushisms. Can
yeah,
you
right.
create one and have the proceeds go to Kucinich's campaign?
That would be a good idea. That is up to my producer, who understands how to work the equipment in here. It's a good idea. It's something that I'll talk with her about, and if we can do it, we'll do it. And the proceeds would go to the Kucinich campaign. I think something like that would sell, because this guy is such a total, I don't know, just a comedy of errors, and I think people would be intrigued to hear you know, some of the stuff. And Kathy certainly has the cuts, so maybe we could do that. If we do, yeah, it would go to Kucinich. You got my word on it.
Okay, you got to roll. Thanks for your time.
All right.
Thanks,
Mike. Glad you hung on. Mike's got to go to work. He was on hold, and he sent me an email. He said, I've been on hold. Got to go to work. 800-TALK, yes, is where we are. Jerry is calling from Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
First-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard. This is your first time calling in, really?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you.
And I'm a bearer of glad tidings. According to the latest polls, NBC has Bush down 9% and Fox has him down 1%.
Fox has him down 1%. Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw the thing on MSNBC late last evening. What is he, down to 61%? And I think the MSNBC story said that he's starting to reach the pre-attack Iraq levels. Let's hope it continues to fall. It's an indication that maybe some of this willful ignorance displayed by the American sheeple is starting to evaporate a little bit, huh? What do you think?
I think so, and even better news is that in the CBS poll, where the question was, would you vote for George Bush or just any Democrat, 34% were going for George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
34%. Can I put in a plug for my webpage?
Oh, absolutely.
I have all these numbers on my webpage at www.democratsforum.com.
Democrats, plural, forum.com?
Yes.
Okay, democratsforum.com.
And the other thing I put on there is every day I update it with 12 new left-leaning political cartoons.
Great.
So if you ever want to get a good laugh, you know, that's the only kind of cartoon you're going to see on there is okay. The ones I put on there, and that's only going to be the ones that are on my side of the aisle.
We'll check them out.
Thank you.
Jerry, thanks a lot for checking in.
Bye.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening. Hope you call again. Speaking of MSNBC, it's on their website, but it's published in Slate at slate.com. This is, I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. I'm not surprised. There was a piece, apparently, in the May 19th issue of Defense News. I guess that is an, maybe it's like Jane, is it Jane's Defense News? It's a military publication, industrial complex publication. Anyway, it quotes General Tommy Franks. Oh, there's the music. I can't give you the quote. All right. You got to hear what he had to say about our victory in Iraq. Okay? Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. Let
smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days, guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
It's always reassuring to learn that top White House officials are operating today in the time-honored tradition of so many Washington public servants. They are resigning to become high-paid corporate lobbyists, cashing in on their government connections. Take our brand-new Homeland Security Department. Please, take it far away and bury the whole bureaucratic, autocratic monstrosity in a landfill where it will eternally burp gas but otherwise won't bother us. Unfortunately, there it is, alive in Washington and gorging on some $40 billion of our tax dollars each year. The Homeland Czar is former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge. Working out of the White House, Ridge had four top deputies to help him create the Homeland Security Department. Did his inner circle move with him into the new agency? No, no, Pollyanna. All four are now lobbyists, helping corporate clients grab a chunk of the billions of dollars that HSD is now doling out in fat government contracts. When asked by a reporter about the obvious conflict of interest involved here, one of Ridge's former aides said, "This conversation is over," and hung up. Another was more forthcoming, noting that not only did she have great access to Ridge and other top HSD decision makers, but also that, quote, "all of us are very close friends with the governor and see him on many different occasions, not just professionally." Gosh, what a cozy world Washington is. Homeland Security is a bloated bureaucracy that won't make you and me one bit more secure, but it will secure billions in federal boondoggles for connected corporations. It's been dubbed a huge honeypot for lobbyists, and one enthusiastic lobbyist representing such fat cat military contractors as Lockheed Martin and Raytheon bragged, "We're trying to help our clients avoid the landmines and find the gold mines in Homeland Security. I'm very bullish on this." This is Jim Hightower saying, there you have it, your security dollars at work. Feel safer?
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. All right, back to this this thing very quickly, as quickly as I can. Then we'll come to your calls. So if you're on hold, stay there, please. Defense News publication quotes General Tommy Franks, and this is at MSNBC's website right now. Quotes Tommy Franks, chief of the U.S. Central Command, as confirming what had up until now been just rumors picked up by various Arab media outlets. And the rumors were, now Tommy Franks confirms it, that before Gulf War II began, the United States government bribed Iraqi generals not to fight. Tommy Franks told Defense News reporter so-and-so in a May 10th interview, quote, I had letters from Iraqi generals saying, I now work for you. The article quotes a senior official on Frank's staff as adding this. What is the effect you want? How much does a cruise missile cost? Between $1 and $2.5 million. Well, a bribe is a precision-guided munition. It achieves the aim. It's bloodless and there's zero collateral damage, end quote. One official is quoted as saying that in the scheme of the whole military operation, the bribery, quote, was just icing on the cake, end quote. Another senior official in the Bush crime family says it, quote, was as important as the shooting part, maybe more important. We knew that some units would fight out of a sense of duty and patriotism, and they did. But it didn't change the outcome because we knew how many of these Iraqi generals were going to call in sick, end quote. Now, the article at MSNBC.com says, all of which further reinforces the vague sense that for all the embeds, the armchair generals, and round-the-clock news coverage, we still know startlingly little about what really happened in this war. Bought them off. Well, of course. Well, of course, is it? Now, of course, that's not going to work in North Korea. What the hell with the generals in North Korea? They wouldn't have anything to buy, right? There's nothing there. Al-Qaeda higher-ups, it's not working on them. Hell, there's been a $25 million reward on Osama bin Laden's head for what? 2 years? So there you have it, right out of Tommy Frank's own mouth. Maybe that's a good thing, huh? All the posturing, I mean, if you can buy them off, okay. The Iraqi people, of course, are the ones that ultimately suffer, or maybe they don't suffer. This means perhaps tens of thousands of Iraqis were not slaughtered by our JDAMs and our daisy cutters and our MOABs. So maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing. I think the bad part of it is, the U.S. military command didn't say to the American public, hey, look, I'll tell you what, if we can, you know, if we can have about $5 billion here, we'll just go ahead and buy these people off. Now, that raises the issue. If all these generals were bought off, then what the hell was this $60 billion that Bush got as the cost of the war? What was that about? Is this an abuse of power, or do you have to have sex with your with a White House employee in the Oval Office before and then lie about it when you're put in a perjury trap? That, of course, as we all know, is an impeachable offense and as an abuse of power. Is this an abuse of power? Would this constitute an abuse of power? Now, it puts the whole George W. Bush landing on the deck of an aircraft carrier in a different light, too, doesn't it? If this war, to some extent, and fine if it was won with money instead of missiles, if it was payoffs to generals to just get out of town and break down the chain of command and control to the point where the Iraqi soldiers didn't know what the hell to do.
What were we supposed to do? I don't know. Everybody's gone. Well, screw it then. I'm leaving too.
If that's the way it works, fine. If it takes buying off, but that does it. I don't know. There's a funny taste in your mouth about that, isn't there? I'm not advocating war. I hate war. But the posturing of these people, right? Huh? Central Command, $10 million media center. Hey, we're kicking the hell out of them. Hey! Of course, it makes you wonder about those 139 Americans that died and the 8,000 or 9,000 Iraqis, right? Why didn't they just kick in an extra few hundred million and saved everybody, right?
Strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
over a river in the Pacific Northwest ended when cooperation replaced competition. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Battles over water resources are raging in the Northwest and in California. The Columbia, Snake, Klamath, and other rivers don't have enough flow to meet competing demands. Power companies, farmers, cities, and others want a share, and the river ecosystems that support salmon often suffer. But one success story could serve as a model to help resolve these conflicts. Donald Sampson directs the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission, which represents Native American tribes in the Northwest.
One of the highlights, most successful basins, has been the Umatilla Basin, where I'm originally from. And it was an effort by the tribes with some of the grassroots local citizens, the farming community, the ranching community, the logging community, to find what we call win-win solutions, in that we had competing demands for water, and we were able to work out solutions where we could share water, providing water for salmon and for irrigation.
Sampson says the 1985 agreement has allowed salmon in the Umatilla Basin to rebound from a population of 1,500 to about 30,000 today. He says cooperation was the key.
What we tried to do is really use that model of cooperation, developing mutually agreeable solutions that are locally based. It's something that needs to apply to the many other 28 watersheds in the upper part of the Columbia Basin. But it also can be exported to work in places like the Klamath River, where there's big issues about the uses of water for agriculture versus the uses of water for fish.
Sampson says these issues can't be solved without some political courage and a lot of cooperation. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on!
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
Hey, welcome back. 27 before the hour. Yeah, if the next time the Bush crime family decides they want a war, why not? Because they want the natural resources of a certain country or access to those resources, like the pipeline across Afghanistan or the oil fields in Iraq or the natural gas in Central Asia, just go buy it. You know, just buy it. And, our military is being so abused and misused by this criminal administration, not just the veterans, but the guys and now the women who actually put on the uniform, actually take up weapons, actually go through basic training, and actually go into a combat zone and put their asses and their lives on the line. And here in Iraq, 139 of them died because of this macho bat squeeze out of this administration. And we don't know how many Iraqis died. We know that probably 3,000 or 4,000 civilians died. We don't know how many Iraqi military people died. But apparently the Iraqi high command was paid off to get out of town. Leave. Hey, dude, here. Here's 100 G's. This is real money, man. This isn't your Iraqi dinar, your monopoly money. Here, now, make yourself disappear so we can play warrior, so we can just pee all over the military traditions of the United States, because we are the Bush crime family, and none of us have any respect for the military. None of us. Oh, my God. Is that an abuse of power? Mark is calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling in?
Yeah, this is my first time calling you. You've been my favorite talk show host since 97 when you first started out in Chicago when I was a truck driver and working assignments and stuff like that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, glad to hear from you on our internet program.
Yeah, you know, I was calling to address that young bro that you had on, you know,
Matt.
From New Hampshire.
Right.
Yeah, I was so proud. I am so proud of young people like him. It's not even funny.
Uh-huh.
But what I want to tell him, you know, is that we got to start, you know, as Democrats start, you know, getting some teeth, you know, and showing some fangs, you know, and start bringing up issues that, you know, count to people, you know.
Sure.
You know, out west here, you know, well, in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, you know, the water that comes out of the tap is brackish water.
Really?
And that water goes into the schools, too.
Ah.
So, you know, what does our compassionate conservatives say? You know, let them drink sodas.
Yeah, well, there's no such thing as a compassion conservative. Conservatism is as removed from compassion as north is from south. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mark. We are putting up on my webpage a way you can get in touch directly. You can send Matt an email. If you have any ideas, send it to him. You know, just a sentence or two. Just send it to him. Just say, hey, you know, do this or think about that. Or this may help you reach your fellow students, you know. Organizing, very few people organize anymore. There was a lot of organizing in the labor union movement, a lot of organizing in the civil rights movement, a lot of organizing in the anti-war movement 35 years ago. But very little organizing going on right now. The Bush crime family and our media tends to make us feel just as isolated as we can possibly be and convinces us there's no reason to reach out and connect with this person and connect with that person and keep that chain going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You know, I know what you're saying. And, you know, I would just, you know, tell this guy, you know, that, you know, and all of your listeners out there, is really a clean environment profitable? You know, clean air,
sure.
I guess, is unprofitable anymore for these people, you know, and I guess therefore immoral, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, an asthma inhaler in Canada for Canadians is $10. For people in Mexico, it's $10. It's $100 in the USA. So why clean up the atmosphere or anything like that? Because, you know, the drug companies, you know, they'll make bigger profits. So, you know, therefore it's evil and immoral, I guess.
I guess it is. The other thing, too, Mark, thanks for checking in. Listen, I hope you're going to call again. The other thing about what you're talking about, though, there is, if we're going to put dollar signs on everything, let's go ahead. If we're going to put if money is going to be the way we convince somebody else's army to head for the hills, okay, that's fine. Cuts down on the death rate. But money where it concerns the environment. There's an awful lot of money to be made in cleaning up the environment. New technologies, research and development, all sorts of money to be made. But it requires two things, long-term investment, but also requires a respect for science. The Bush crime family has no respect for science whatsoever. Remember, this doofus in the White House doesn't understand, since he rejects the evolutionary biology, then he also rejects, we've gone down this list now, what, four times? Biochemistry, genetics, biology, paleontology, anatomy, physics, astronomy, geology, cosmology, history, and archaeology. When you have a brain-dead cretin like that in the White House, and an opposition party, so-called Democrats in Congress, who don't point out to the American public how stupid he is, and a media that refuses to do its job of informing the American public, what are we left with? We're left with what we have now. But clean air, clean water, clean environment, oh my God, if we want to put dollar signs on that, a ton of money to be made. A ton of money. New technologies. We could completely redo the auto industry, for example. Of course, that would kind of take the oil industry and dump it into the nearest
outhouse someplace. But see, all those oil executives, you know, they could switch over to a hydrogen fuel technology. They could switch over, just put their brilliant brains. They are brilliant, aren't they? Aren't the oil company executives brilliant? Don't we have Rockefellers anymore? The robber barons of the last century, the 19th century, came up with all this technology and all these wonderful ideas. And don't we have the same kind of executive now? Oh, that's right. We have executives who are paid hundreds of millions of dollars to mismanage companies. They are paid hundreds of millions of dollars to not think, to not be creative. They're, for the most part, brain-dead white boys who couldn't find their asses with both hands. But on the other hand, a lot of money to be made in a clean environment. Clean air, clean water, nice beach or lake to take your family to. Huh? How soon before that is nothing more than photographs in a scrapbook someplace?
This is what we used to call a beach, Junior. Those are sand dunes.
Terry is calling from Petaluma, California. Hey, Terry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I think that we ought to do everything we can to help the young people in our community to come out. There's an enormous, virtually untapped voter resource there, and anytime we can have an opportunity to help them, we should. And I've got an idea.
All right.
I think you ought to take a cue from the movie 8 Mile. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, and I missed it when it came through. I'm waiting for it to come to the $2 theater, and I'll go see it then.
Well, it's basically about an underdog white minority guy,
right,
proving himself in the black environment. And the way he does it, of course, he takes on the main guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a common theme, and it's a true one that works in chess and war and everything else, and sales, marketing. Matt needs to identify one of the guys that's like the head of this, the opposing guys in his peer group there, and take him aside so there's no loss of face, and take him into a private area and just discuss with him some of the aspects of the differences. And there's you've heard of the Drudge Report, right?
Sure.
There's another site called the Grudge Retort.
The Grudge Retort.
And it's a knockoff of the one, but it's all of the liberal sites. It's a really good site.
Okay.
And tell them that it can just pick a topic and compare the two sites and see how they cover it and see the differences in the way that they're being reported.
Yeah.
And take him aside and bring open up a debate with him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can convince that one guy, the herd will follow.
Yeah, and I think Matt understands that. I think he must have just reached. He's very computer literate, and he knows about websites and all the resources that are out there. I think the problem he was having was just trying to motivate some of his fellow 15, 16, 17 year olds into at least challenging authority. That's the part that really is kind of stunning to me. I get the sense that, with some exceptions, like the two young guys we had on tonight, so many young people don't challenge authority anymore. And I don't get that. By challenge authority, I don't mean go, shoplift or drink beer in the streets or, score some reefer. I'm just talking about challenging authority.
Right, but he needs to challenge each other on their level, one-to-one, mano-a-mano, on that level, and get him involved and draw him out. Draw this one guy out, pick him out, and try to make a friends with him, at least have some kind of a basis to
That's a good
platform
idea.
For debate.
That's a good idea. Hey, thanks for checking in, Terry.
Sure, anytime.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. That idea of challenging and questioning authority. What happened to that? I don't know. Again, I have to blame. Oh, geez, you get tired of blaming, don't you? Politics and media and the criminals that run this country, whether they're Democrat or Republican. You know what I'm saying? But. What happened to that idea of challenging authority? I mean, even back in the 50s, when I was in junior high and then high school, you know, we if we didn't overtly challenge authority, we sure as hell set the stage so that about 4 years later, when most of us were in college, talking about challenging authority, we damn near overthrew the government. So the foundations were being laid in the late 50s, early 60s. Of course, we had the 60s. We had the assassination of leader after leader after leader in this country by the CIA and the military-industrial complex, the United States military, who just gunned down leader after leader they didn't like. You know, whether it was JFK or Robert Kennedy or Martin Luther King Jr. or... it didn't make any difference. Anybody, George Lincoln Rockwell, Malcolm X, what's his name, George Wallace, you know, just shoot him. Shoot them all. Shoot them dead. Shoot them down. Take them out. Get rid of them. Liberals, conservatives, independents, kill them. And that has a galvanizing effect, doesn't it? Huh? That gets people's attention. When you see the President of the United States shot down in the streets of Dallas, nothing about Dallas. I don't think anybody in Dallas, you know, that wasn't a Dallas thing. That was a U.S. military thing. That was a CIA thing. That was a take him out. Get rid of him. Shoot him. Kill him. That has the effect of getting people's attention when a president of the United States is assassinated. Now we don't want that. That's not the kind of regime change that that we look for anymore, is it? Of course, unless it's the other guy. Yeah, we'll assassinate other leaders. You're damn right. We'll just we'll buy off their military command and control and then see if we can kill them. You know, we've been trying to kill Castro for what now? 40 years? Look how many foreign leaders we have assassinated. Oh, well. Steve is calling from Stamford, Connecticut. Steve, this is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard.
You are awesome, by the way.
What, you're just trying to make a living, pal.
Yeah, I know. My friend Jim turned me on to you, and I'm just like... Wow.
Well, good. I'm
on the spot.
I'm glad you found the program. Pass it on, all right?
Well, you know, going back to, like, you know, the way young people just don't uprise anymore, you know, TV, you know, the media have totally taken control of their minds.
Well, that's true. That's very true. An awful lot of latent teenage energy is absorbed by video games, too. I mean, let's face it. I'm not going to blame video games, but that it is.
No, you can't. I mean,
it's a factor.
I'm an avid video game user, and you can't blame that on particularly that.
But it does drain off. It does drain off a lot of energy that otherwise might go to something outside the Xbox. But
yeah,
whatever.
But I'm saying, like, you know, media itself, mainstream media.
Sure.
And that's where we need to make, you know, a regime change and to hit upon what you were saying before where, you know, leaders were killed off in the 60s.
That got people's attention.
That got people's attention. And what they've literally done now, instead of, you know, basically shooting them and killing them, you know, we've traded off for, you know, ballot boxes. Okay, you know, we're going to ship, you know, all these things here, and, you know, we, you know, a selective, you know, idiot running the, what it's left of, you know,
sure.
the United States of America.
Sure.
But the reason I called was, how do we get this guy out of office? I mean, you have Kucinich, and I agree with a lot what he has to say, but you have Dean, who seems to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Or the front runner in the race so far, or thus far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just want to get him out because I for one, voted green the last election, and I feel that my vote was wasted.
Well, there's two. There's...
I mean, not that it was wasted, but it's just like,
I understand.
If I knew what was going to happen, I would have voted Gore. Who knows? It would have made a difference.
Yeah, I don't think your vote was wasted. I think a lot of people who voted Green saw their vote just not really register on the votometer, you know, in this country.
Right.
To answer your question, there's only two ways to remove a leader. I don't care if it's in a I don't care if it's in a dictatorship. I don't care if it's in a republic, a democracy. There's only two ways to do it, and that's either, depending on the type of government, either legally and peacefully or violently. There's no other way to do it. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a second because we got a quick break here. We'll finish this up in a minute. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Five before the hour, we are talking with Steve in Stamford, Connecticut. Where were we?
Oh,
I was sitting there bitching about the
right, right. Two ways to affect regime change internally. I'm not talking about external where, you know, you go invade. But you do it legally and peacefully, or you do it violently. We've had both in this country. We had violent overthrow in 1776. We had an attempt to violently overthrow in 1861. And other than those two instances, the first one, of course, didn't really count. We have done it peacefully.
Well, so much of the public is like so entrenched in complacency. I mean, you don't. The individual doesn't care. Unless it affects them on an individual basis. I mean, how do we wake these people up? How do we do this? How do we, I mean, I've gotten to the point where I've, you know, put flyers under people's doors, on their windshields. How do you wake these people up?
That's
what is going on right now without getting them to the point where they just go, this is just a fruitcake. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to throw this off and disregard it and not realize that it's what is happening is been happening for the last, you know, 50 years, and it's mm-hmm. been encroaching at such a slow pace that it's indistinguishable. You know, you can't tell that something's happening at that slow of a pace.
Yeah, it's like the frog in the boiling water. You know, you gently raise the temperature, and eventually water's boiling, the frog's dead. I think you're on to what has traditionally worked in this country, and that is individuals. Now, you can't do it yourself. You form groups via the internet. I think is a great way. There are all sorts of communities out there right now that are struggling with the very thing that you're talking about. Again, I've mentioned Democratic Underground a couple of times tonight, but there are other places. Democrats.com. There's just a whole list. Again, I would refer you to my website. Go to the links page. You'll see all sorts of communities that are doing exactly what you're talking about. I think sometimes in the beginning stages of the American public waking up, it's not really noticeable. But what I have found from doing this program is that whatever despair that I have felt has been starting to peel away, because I'm becoming more and more aware that people are starting to understand the situation we're in. And they're starting, like you, starting to say, like Matt, a high school kid that called in earlier, you know, what to do. Okay, there are things to do. And I know you'll come up with it, Steve. Just
well, yeah. I mean, up to this point, I've, you know, been totally complacent. I've just been like, oh, yeah, government's there. It'll take care of me. No problem.
That's,
of course, those were during the Clinton years and everything
right,
was great.
Right.
But, you know, everything's
it's changing
right now. And so, you know, now it's time to take action.
It is.
So
hey, Steve. Steve, I have to leave it there, pal. We got a break here. Thanks for checking in. I hope you call again. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network. The Peter Werbe Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werbe Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Iran is denying any link with al-Qaeda, including U.S. allegations it's harboring terrorists. According to a report by Iran's official news agency, Iranian officials say the allegations are based on faulty U.S. intelligence. Iran also said it would arrest any member of al-Qaeda who may have illegally entered the country. The U.S. has been pressuring Iranian officials to crack down on suspected terrorists in their country. British Prime Minister Tony Blair told Iran harboring al-Qaeda terrorists would be totally unacceptable. Earth may be under attack by life forms from outer space. Some British scientists say they now believe the SARS virus may have come from space. In a letter published in the British medical journal The Lancet, the scientists say although the idea defies conventional wisdom, it doesn't explain some of the puzzling aspects of the illness. Skeptics argue the virus would not be able to survive in outer space. The scientists pushing the theory say there doesn't appear to be a human source for SARS and that it had to have come from somewhere. Critics say the idea SARS came from space is bizarre and nuts. Senate and House negotiators are finalizing a tax cut compromise that President Bush has agreed to sign. The compromise tax plan is worth about $350 billion. It will need final approval from the full House and Senate. That could occur late tonight or sometime tomorrow. The president dropped by Capitol Hill to personally thank lawmakers for crafting the compromise. The $350 billion package is significantly smaller than the roughly $725 billion proposal that Bush originally asked for.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Annika Sorenstam's historic first round at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas is in the books. The first woman to play in a PGA Tour event in 58 years, Sorenstam struggled a little late and carded 1 over 71 in today's first round. Sorenstam 6 strokes off the pace of Patrick Sheehan, who holds the clubhouse lead with 5 under 65. Starting on the back nine, Sorenstam birdied her fourth hole and made the turn at 1 under, but bogeyed 2 of her last 5 holes and finished her second nine with a 37. The top-ranked women's player in the world averaged 269 yards on her drives and putted 33 times. Some pet owners in Thailand will have to say goodbye to their companions tomorrow, all in the name of disease control. 1,000 giant Madagascar hissing cockroaches will be burned alive over concerns that they may breed and spread disease. The 4-inch pests are popular but were banned last year by officials. The health ministry says the insects will be killed in a mass cremation, but to soften the loss, they will receive a traditional Buddhist funeral rite.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Northwest flight attendants have begun voting on whether to replace the International Brotherhood of Teamsters as their union. The challenge comes from the Professional Flight Attendants Association, which was formed a year ago. PFAA's Gary Helton says the Teamsters gave in on important negotiations and have been undemocratic.
Our leadership provides for membership involvement, member-to-member involvement, as opposed to top-down hierarchy.
The head of Teamsters Local 2000 says it's vital for flight attendants to have the power and experience of an international union behind them at this time. The attendants have a month to call in their votes via the phone. Stocks moved higher today as Wall Street became more enthusiastic about the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 77 points and finished at 85.94. The NASDAQ added 17 points to 15.07, and the S&P 500 gained 8 points to 9.31. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
life in a fishbowl. No, not in an aquarium. The behaviors of these specimens were observed while they were driving their cars. When we come back, I'll tell you what you've been doing on the road.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
Stretch limos with tinted windows aside. What we do while driving is on display for everyone to see. And according to an Exxon poll of 1,000 drivers, our top three favorite activities are 1 in 5 of us flirt with other drivers. Another 40% actually reach out and touch someone with our cell phones. And the number one private activity that 70% of us perform for public view is the ever-popular eating. Now that gives dining and dashing a whole new meaning. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. Uh-oh, what's this? Is this trouble? This is our webmaster, Mark Marshall, Upstate New York Bureau Chief also. What's up, Mark?
Howdy, Chief.
Hey.
I just wanted to let you and everybody else know that in an effort to be more state-of-the-art here, we've just added, in the past 5 minutes to the message board, a live chat room. Any of you folks who are up on the message board, if you look up at the top header or down at the bottom, you'll see links where you can now go into a live chat room. So you know you're free-for-all before.
You know you're driving these people crazy. You've made this board so interactive, people are just going, stop!
Hey, actually, a bunch of people had asked for this, or at least a couple had said, you know, it'd be really great if we could have live chat, so we threw it up there.
So now all they have to do is just go to the site.
When they go to the site and they click on message board,
right
at the very top of the message board, there's a little menu bar where you can log in so you can post, and right at the very top just says chat, and when you click that, a little box opens up, and we already have two other people in there.
Yeah.
And,
can I go in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is just for registered...
You have to be a registered user.
Okay, well, I registered the other night.
Yep, I saw that.
Yeah.
So anyway, just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, so we now have a live chat room.
Yep.
And, what other bells and whistles are you coming? When do I get my... When are you going to have a function that will wash my car for me?
There you go. I want something that'll make coffee. Well, it's just kicked up to 10, and the Reverend's in there, too. So we guys are in good company.
All right, great. Well, Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate all you're doing with this thing. Actually, I think anyone who's been to the site... absolutely loves it because there is so much going on there. Jesus, I the other morning I went in there about 11 o'clock in the morning, didn't get out until 2, just reading things.
Yeah, well, for those of you who haven't taken the opportunity yet, we've already got over 1,500 posts and we're up to 309 registered users.
Okay.
I just want to take a minute and say thanks to everybody who's participating because that's what all this was about in the first place.
It is indeed. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. You bet. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. It's at MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net. So check out. We have a live chat room now. Whew. Big time. Bush had some frightening words at the president's dinner last night. What is the president? Is that where he gets together with members of Congress? Is that what it is? And the cabinet? Okay, we're going to get to some of his... some of his comments before the program is over, because some of the stuff is pretty spooky. But let's go back to the phones right now. Chris is calling from Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, welcome aboard. Your first time calling?
Yeah.
Well, glad to have you.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. I know this is not on topic of abuse of power this evening, but I just saw something on Sunday on the Meet the Press show that I thought was just totally outrageous.
Oh, yeah?
And I just had to, you know, I've been waiting to, just to have a moment to try to reach you on this, and I've never called your show before, and I just found you off of Salon.com that did a story or a piece on your show.
Right.
And they were talking to Saxby Chambliss.
Oh, yeah, our senator here in Georgia, yeah.
Right, and they were talking about the weapons of mass destruction that hadn't been found in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Russert just nonchalantly listened to his answer and just went on from it, and his answer was that basically we haven't found the weapons of mass destruction yet because mm-hmm. the extreme delay by the peace nicks and the people that were fighting against the United States, mm-hmm. i.e. the UN and the Democrats and the Congress.
There you go. There's the answer. Yeah.
Yes, delayed the war so much.
That's the ticket.
That Saddam had plenty of time to hide them.
Yeah, Saddam, he's a wily, foxy bastard, isn't he? Huh?
Well, I just thought that was such an outrageous answer, but it's the beginning of the next phase when they go to test the intelligence that they're testing now, that we don't have, that we didn't have the necessary intelligence, that weapons of mass destruction did not mm-hmm. completely exist like we thought. So now they're just creating the answer now, and the answer will be the delay.
Yeah, yeah. It was the French, it was the Germans, it was the Russians, and it was people in this country.
Exactly.
And the 10 million people globally who said no to Bush's war. Saxby Chambliss is a 25-cent prostitute. That's all he is. Just a total whore. The fact that he beat Max Cleland, who was a triple amputee that left three pieces of his body in Vietnam.
Right.
And you know, whether somebody agrees with Vietnam or not is beside the point here. The guy was in a combat zone, and Saxby Chambliss, as you probably know since you live in Alabama, painted...
Played the race card.
Yeah, not only played the race card, but painted Max Cleland as some kind of a... Osama sympathizer. Now, Max's problem was, you know, it was Max's election to win or lose, and Max went ahead and aligned himself with George Bush, mm-hmm. and even had a picture of George Bush on his in his campaign commercials. Max Cleland did, mm-hmm. and it was obvious to real Democrats here in Georgia that Max was going to get his ass whipped, and he did. But Saxby Chambliss, this punk, this little 25-cent whore, sometimes you just wonder, you know, how low can a population group go, electing Saxby Chambliss, and then this doofus, this tobacco chewing spitting thug, who's now the governor, Sonny Perdue. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, living here in Georgia is—I don't know what it's like in Alabama, but living here in Georgia, this is like when they give America an enema. This is where they're going to put the tube. You know what I'm saying?
Alabama is the same. We're under.
No, we're worse than we got it much worse.
Well, I just wanted to make that comment in that I think the word that's lacking in turning around the Democrats for 2004 is a simple one, and that's courage. The courage to say what needs to be said against this overwhelming fear of the truth. Fighting it.
And you know, for all the Dean and Kucinich supporters out there, you know, these guys are speaking a lot of truth. But it is going to take a kind of a slash and burn attack on this criminal administration. Nobody is calling these people what they are.
No one.
They get all over the Dixie Chicks because the Dixie Chicks have the temerity to say, yeah, we're from Texas like George Bush and we're ashamed of it. And nobody was saying anything about Halliburton or Kellogg, Brown and Root that are nothing more than vampire companies that are run by Dick Cheney. Who continues to draw money from them. Mm-hmm. And see, that's not a scandal. I'm waiting for Glenn Beck or the rest of these punk-ass right-wing talk show hosts to have a concert to raise money for the victims of Halliburton and Brown and Root. Stop playing sound bites from George Bush or Dick Cheney if they're going to stop playing the Dixie Chicks, because you understand, you know where I'm going with this. You know, it's just an outrage that so much outrage can be generated by all the rednecks here in the South about the Dixie Chicks. They booed the Chicks, I heard, at the CMA Awards the other night
That's all corporate, though. That was all corporate.
Yeah, but what's his name? Gill. What's his first name?
Vince Gill.
Yeah, Vince Gill had to come out and say, look, come on, act like gentlemen or something like that.
Yeah, he said, please.
Yeah, please stop. Now, but they'll stand there and cheer for Dick Cheney and George Bush. Two criminals, two murderers, two thugs. I don't know where we are. I don't know. Down the rabbit hole, through the looking glass, never, never land. Who knows?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly, and I'm glad I made this call.
Hey, me too, Chris. Thanks for finding the program, and thanks for calling. I hope to hear from you again.
I'll be listening.
Spread the word, pal.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. Yeah, Dixie Chicks, for God's sake, think of the energy expended in this anti-Dixie Chicks thing, right?
Well, they're not patriotic. They're not patriotic. They're just terrible.
And you're trying to tell me that this thuggish bastard Dick Cheney with Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root and just a vampire organizations that sucks the blood out of live people and corpses? It doesn't matter. Give us the money.
But we're going to focus on the Dixie Chicks tonight. They're just un-American. They're really un-American. By the same token, Dick Cheney is very much an American. His company trades with Libya and Iran and Iraq and North Korea. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Don Rumsfeld that does the deals with North Korea.
And we're going to focus on the Dixie Chicks. We are we're in a world of hurt. JB sent this in. The Iraq body count, what did I say, a couple, 3,000. The civilian dead, 6,457. That's according to iraqbodycount.net. 6,457 civilians killed. We don't know how many Iraqi military were killed. So far, I think our body count is around 140 Americans dead. 140 Americans dead. Because George Bush ran out of patience. Because George Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Colin Powell sat there and lied and lied and lied. 140. Let's just write off the 6,400 Iraqi civilians. To hell with them. They don't count. They're brown. What do they count? They speak that stupid, fast-paced language. To hell with them. Let's write off the Iraqi military. What are they now? Bunch of thugs. Okay? You feel better? How about the 140 Americans? Do they mean anything? Aren't Americans worth 10, 20, 30 times as much as some foreigner? Huh? What's the equation tonight, today? Huh? What is it? So let's just forget about the Iraqi dead. That's a civilian dead. Let's forget about the Iraqi military dead. Let's just forget about it. Let's just think about those Americans. 140 Americans dead, gone, forever. For what? Defending this country? Hell no. Defending freedom? Hell no. Doing what? Securing the oil fields for George Bush and his cronies. And securing the reconstruction contracts for Bechtel and Halliburton. Or Bechtel, or whatever, however the hell you say it. Somebody corrected me on that already. Bechtel? Okay. ,457 civilians killed, Iraqi civilians. 140 former American civilians killed. And what's the percentage now of Americans who say, well, Mike, damn, Saddam Hussein sent all those bombers over here to blow up the World Trade Towers and the Pentagon. What the hell are you advocating, Mike, that we should let the killers off free? It was Saddam Hussein who attacked America. And you should know that, Mike. You know, you liberals are just dumber than hell if you don't know that. It was Saddam Hussein who attacked this country.
Don't worry, but I won't be able to write for a while.
I have said repeatedly, we are in a dangerous phase of this war. And as we learned, we lost life. But nevertheless, it is worth it, and it is necessary.
I am driven to overcome,
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
You're now entering a flying monkey-free zone. Here's Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 24 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Join us if you like. Michael is calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Michael, this is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard.
First time caller, and I've been using your message board quite a lot recently.
Well, great. I guess.
Well, in fact, you quoted me the other night.
I pulled off one of the, which one was it? I pulled off two.
I was the one who said that Bush should be doing time with his family.
Oh, right. 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 I got you. That was good. That was real good. I like that, Michael.
It's good that your show is there, and it's good that the message board is there, because I think I get a sense of a lot of people feel like they're not the only ones howling in the wilderness right now.
Yeah. Well, it's a good place to connect, and now that we have our webmaster checked in and said we now have Mark said we now have a chat room, a live chat room. All you have to do is register and go in there and stir up some more hell.
Well, I'm in there right now.
Oh,
I'm on the phone. Okay. I'm on the message board. I'm in the chat room.
Is there any other way we can hook some of your sensory perceptive modes? Anything else we can do here to completely dominate your life? Anything?
Aside from a direct download into my brain, I think you've pretty much got it covered right now.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Seems that a lot of people tonight were talking about, why, how to wake people up. Why is no one upset about what's going on?
Right.
And it's just a great thing that the internet is there, because with the corporate-controlled media and with the lock that the Republicans have on dissemination of information, so much stuff would just be completely buried.
That's
if
true.
It wasn't for the internet.
That's very true. Our the young man that called in earlier tonight, Matt, who raised this issue about how to activate people, get people to think. And again, I agree with you. I come back to the internet. It is an uncensored, for the most part, medium so far. It is anarchic in its approach. There is, depending on your definition, pure anarchy where it concerns the internet, and that's a good thing. So I hope people come to understand that, as most people have, I think, who think. Corporate media is dead in the water. It will do nothing for any of us. There are still a few newspapers, still a few newspaper columnists, who are exquisite in their revealing this little monkey behind the curtain. But television, radio, it's gone. It's completely gone, and I don't think it's coming back at all.
Well, not after Michael Powell gets done.
Right,
with it.
Exactly. If we had a real Democrat in the White House, there might be a reinstallation of the Fairness Doctrine, although I doubt it. There might be an enforcement of FCC rules and regs that were in place short a time ago as 7 or 8 years ago, where markets could not be dominated by one media conglomerate like they are now. So, there's a chance to roll things back, I guess, but I don't think so. Once things are out of the bottle, how in the hell do you get them back? How do you uninvent, for example, nuclear weapons, you know?
Well, I guess the thing is just to keep plugging away, and maybe people will come around. I mean, one of my favorite websites is Bob Summerbee's The Daily Howler.
Oh, yeah, great site.
Who really was one of the only people out there that was pointing out the lies that were perpetuated about Al Gore. They wanted to portray Gore as a liar, and if they couldn't find anything questionable that he said, they would simply invent it.
Just make it up.
And it just went on and on and on. And Summerbee has made a dent. I don't think he's changed a lot of people's minds, but he's got people talking about the treatment that Gore faced in the 2000 election.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a great site, Daily Howler. It still is. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Michael. We have a break here. I appreciate your call. I hope you call again, okay?
Will do.
All right, sir. Take care. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Peace of the Middle East, peace of Islam.
Now, don't get us wrong, because we love America. But that's no reason to get hysterical. Now, lay your northern cheer up. If we ain't waffles, we ain't having it. In a world going out, it's hard to think right. So much violence, and it's right. We're going on all day and night. Two times we fight, and then violent fight.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. The governor of Saipan, a U.S.-controlled Pacific island, ordered 5 garment factories closed this week over violations of labor, health, and safety laws. Saipan has long attracted clothing retailers because its minimum wage and labor laws are less stringent than those in the U.S. mainland. Earlier this year, more than 24 U.S. retailers, including The Gap, Target, and JCPenney, settled a lawsuit charging that Saipan's manufacturers held workers in virtual slavery while violating wage, overtime, and safety rules.
There may be a deal in the 9-month standoff between British firefighters and the British government. The Executive Council of the Fire Brigades Union is recommending approval of a tentative new 1-year contract that guarantees a 16% pay increase phased in between now and July of 2004. It's not quite the 40% raise the firefighters initially wanted, but the government has dropped so-called modernization requirements, which the union suspected would lead to job cuts and station closures and helped spark 15 days of strikes. In exchange, the union and government will negotiate any changes to the fire services personnel structure, with those talks scheduled to begin later this year. A general conference of the Fire Brigades Union will take place in a week and a half, and there, representatives from every UK firehouse will vote on the deal's fate.
An outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome helped push Hong Kong's unemployment level to an all-time high of 7.8% last month. More than a quarter million of the city's 3.5 million workers were left jobless as fears over SARS decimated business in the retail, restaurant, and travel industries. Many Hong Kong economists are now predicting unemployment will climb above 8%, and other Asian economies such as Taiwan, Singapore, and Malaysia report similar SARS-related spikes in joblessness as well.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah.
If we don't care and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Okay, I've got to do this. Bush had some weird, sick words written for him by who? Karl Rove at the president's dinner. Was it last night? Okay. If you think PNAC is a myth, the Project for a New American Century, you won't after you hear this. Now, I'm just going to take these in order very quickly. This is Bush expressing his pleasure at how Congress has just rolled over and insisted that he scratch their soft white underbellies instead of fulfilling their constitutional responsibility to be a true check on this madman's power.
I'm proud of the United States Congress.
Whack.
The Congress is focused on results.
Whack, whack.
And they have delivered tremendous results for the American people.
Oh, yeah.
Major tax cuts.
Yeah.
So the working people can keep more of their own money.
Oh, thank you, Massa.
Education reform.
Oh, yeah. That's working.
Homeland Security Department to better secure America.
And find Texas Democrats.
Trade legislation. No, this Congress, instead of endless bickering.
Yeah.
And needless partisanship.
Yeah.
Has focused on what's doing right.
Yeah.
For the American people. And I'm proud of what you all have done.
Instead of endless bickering and needless partisanship. Yeah, George, I know this is way out of your league and way over your head, but that's called checks and balances. That's called the balance of power. That's called three branch. Oh, never mind. So here he is again. Now he's changed the tone, you see, in Washington, because he's put together a great team of criminals and people who keep resigning. He's put together a great team like Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's the finest vice president our nation's ever known. I love him, and Uncle Dick tells me what to do. Yeah. And we're working well, what the hell, I'll say it.
We're working hard to change the tone in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And I believe we have.
We all wear suits now.
We've raised the debate to focus on results.
And Jesus.
And progress.
And Jesus.
And we're achieving great results for the American people.
Yeah, we are.
One reason we're able to do so is because I put together a fabulous team.
That keeps resigning.
But I do want to mention one member of my team that is not with us tonight, but is doing a fabulous job for America.
Fabulous.
And that's the finest vice president our nation has ever known, Vice President Dick Cheney.
Yeah, yeah. Let me hear that wave of applause from all you morons out there. Yeah. Now, here he starts to get all scary and peanacky on us, okay? First talking about how wonderful troops are and military technology, troops that he disrespects, that he lifts his leg and pisses all over any chance he can get. Everybody in his administration, they hate the military. They hate the military traditions. They hate the serviceman and servicewoman. They hate them, but they'll use them. So here he is talking about how wonderful the troops are and our military technology and how wonderful that is because we're able to scare the bejesus out of third world nations that we invade after imposing sanctions on them for 12 years.
The world has seen the strength and the idealism of the United States military. It's to the skill and courage of our troops and the technology of our military. The world has seen that the guilty have more to fear from the United States of America.
The guilty? Who would that be, George? Your miserable administration can't catch the guilty. You know, Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda. Your punk-ass two-bit administration can invade a third world country weakened by 12 years of sanctions. Your punk-ass two-bit administration can convince the American sheeple that Saddam Hussein sent 19 bombers to this country, 15 of which came from the country that is a home base for your business partners, Saudi Arabia. And is that what we want? The U.S. to fear the USA? Is that your idea of foreign policy? Is that what we want, the world to fear the U.S.? Is that your idea of foreign policy, Mr. Bush? Mr. Bush my ass. So here he is again. I can say that. It's late here in the Eastern time zone. You know, I can say ass on the radio now. Now for the really scary stuff. He's getting all peanacky on us here again. Listen as he subtly explains how our national interest is in freeing, making them free, all the nations in the world that he and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Abrams decide are in need of liberty. He says that history has charged the U.S. with this duty to attack and destroy any nation he or his thugs label as unfree.
Our national interest involves more than eliminating aggressive threats to our safety. Our greatest security comes from the advance of human liberty. Because free nations do not support terror. Free nations do not attack their neighbors.
What?
Free nations do not threaten the world with weapons of mass murder.
We do it.
Across the world, it has never been more clear that the future of freedom and peace depend on the actions of the United States. This nation is freedom's home and defender. We welcome this charge of history, and we will keep it.
Yeah, isn't that what Adolf said, your doppelganger there, Bush? It's just incredible. It's just incredible, isn't it? Free nations do not threaten the world with weapons of mass murder. George, let me refer you to an Army colonel who now works at the research laboratory right there in Washington, D.C., with the report that the civilians of Afghanistan now have radioactive isotopes in their urine, which means in their body. Urine is pee, George. In their bodies, radioactive isotopes of a level 100,000 times what is considered to be toxic as a result of your bombing of Afghanistan. These are not weapons of mass destruction. The free nations don't threaten the world with weapons of mass destruction. What do you call this, George? What do you call that? When you take a piss and it glows in the dark, what do you call that? Is that an abuse of power? Or is an abuse of power having an afternoon romp with a 24-year-old woman who comes into the Oval Office and says, "Hey, you want to get a little?" That's an impeachable offense, right? Is this an impeachable offense? Is destroying the DNA of the people of Afghanistan permanently? Is that an abuse of power, George? Is that an impeachable offense? You've restored what? You've changed the tone in Washington from a president who likes to get a little to a president who likes to kill and destroy and maim? That's the change in tone. Now, in case you didn't get the real meaning in that last statement, here's too stupid to be president going on about our duty in the world to force what he calls freedom down the throat of any nation he chooses to invade.
We have duties in the world. Our work is not done. The enemies of freedom are not idle. And neither are we.
Applaud, you morons.
This country will not rest, we will not tire, we will not stop until the danger to civilization is removed.
Kill the Muslims!
As Americans, we believe that freedom is the deepest need and hope of every human heart.
Kill them!
And we believe that freedom is the right of every person.
Kill!
And the future of every nation.
Kill! We'll set you free! We got 6,457 Iraqi civilians who are about as free as they're ever going to be. We have an entire population in Afghanistan that now glows in the dark. We'll make them free!
Wait till the results come back from Iraq War II. Wait till those 250,000 U.S. military personnel disrespected in the highest degree by the Bush crime family comes home and starts giving birth to their deformed children and starts having Gulf War Syndrome 2 and Bush's decimated Veterans Administration can look at the next crop of American military personnel and say, "Oh, man, it's all in your head, dude. Hey, nothing happened. You went over there and fought for the flag and Jesus and George Bush, and you're complaining?" And he stands there at the, what's it called, Kathy? The President's Dinner? The President's Dinner. Talks about freedom and the manifest destiny of the United States to kill and destroy, overthrow, assassinate, disrupt, violate anybody we choose to. And why? Because we can. Man. Joe is calling from Paris, Texas. Joe, well, you're not in Paris anymore, are you?
Well, I just to keep identifying, I live in Cypress Springs now.
All right, where'd you move to?
Cypress Springs.
All right, well, we're going to put that up there. I want to say you're in Paris. When you're not in Paris, you're in Cypress Springs?
Yeah.
How do you spell that, for God's sake?
C-Y-P-R-E-S-S.
Oh, Cypress.
Cypress.
Man, sometimes I have to just beat my way through that Texas accent of yours. Cypress, Texas. All right.
Cypress, Texas.
All right. Yeah. Joe's calling from Cypress, Texas.
Like a cypress tree.
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
I just listened to Bush, and they actually booed the Dixie Chicks, huh?
Yeah.
That makes me mad. I mean, I didn't watch it.
I didn't either, but at least Vince Gill stepped out and told everybody shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Now, see, they'll organize against the Dixie Chicks because they make some statement about being from Texas and they're ashamed because Bush is from Texas. But who's organizing against Dick Cheney, who trades with terrorist countries and makes this money and steps over the corpses of U.S. young men and women who go to fight his filthy little oil war? Who's organizing protests against Dick Cheney? Anybody?
Mm-mm.
No. No, I don't think so. Dixie Chicks, though. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to get them. And
yeah, absolutely. Unpatriotic, Joe.
Yeah, I heard something on this. Like I say, I don't watch no TV. I did watch History Channel last night because they didn't have internet on RFK, you know, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Some hope back in 68, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had talked about, I heard my mother and them talking about that Martha Stewart going to be on Dateline. They're going to make a movie about her, and man, it just went all over me. I mean, she's a little fishy if she done anything.
Right.
And I like, hell, he need a bit. What about Ken Lay? You know, what about these big guys?
No. Nobody can.
I'm still you. You know how down you was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm just.
Well, Joe, you.
I don't think we've hit bottom yet.
Well, Joe.
I can step out the door here, and it's willful. It's willful ignorance. It's not ignorance.
I know. I'll tell you what, Joe, listen to me. Here's what you need to do to get cheered up. Just go to my website now, get in the chat room or go to these message boards and it'll perk you right up. I swear it will.
Okay.
Just go to MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net, whatever the hell it is, and get into the message boards, just register, sign in, and have fun. You'll perk up, buddy, I promise.
All right.
All right, Joe, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Cypress, Texas. All right, take care. Joe didn't want to confuse us. He's from Paris, Texas, but he moved. Dave is calling from San Francisco. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. You know, earlier you mentioned the assassinations of the 60s, and there's been a lot of news and stuff on it. But, you know, you've also been talking about, and I've been thinking about a lot, too, how to change the current landscape in terms of people's knowledge about what's really going on here with, and I'm going to say it for the first time, I think, anyway, the Bush crime family.
There you go.
I had a friend gave me a movie for my birthday a few months back, and, you know, you mentioned a whore earlier in the program. I'm not sure who you were talking about, but
yeah,
this lady was not really quite a whore, but she was one of Lyndon Johnson's mistresses. Her name was Madeline Duncan Brown.
Yeah.
She made a video, an interview, and it was released after her death from heart disease. And I was shocked. You mentioned Brown and Root over in Iraq, right? It's one of the companies that supposedly won.
Iraq, Bulgaria, all over the world. Yeah.
And, you know, she was at a meeting, being one of Johnson's friends. She went invited to provide social contact and contact, but anyway, socialization
right.
for these old cronies of LBJ's. And
right.
Nixon was there, and Hoover was there, and all the big oil men in Texas were there, too, at the Clint Murchison Mansion,
mm-hmm.
November 21, 1963,
oh my.
Outside Dallas, as the CIA met over at the Cabana Motel in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all the friends of our friend George Bush Sr.
Right.
Speaking of V. Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis from the Bay of Pigs Invasion Brigade 2506.
Yep.
And, you know, I read Howard Hunt's book. You know, give us this day about the Bay of Pigs. He talks about a Colonel George in this, who was
right.
in charge of air and sea preparations for the invasion.
Right.
And but at this meeting, Brown and Root, you know,
right.
they were there.
Right.
And do you know, What's interesting about it is that they were all in connection with a man named George de Morenschild, and it turns out from history and Bruce Campbell Adamson's fine website, I suggest anybody go to it and read and get a light on what really happened there.
Let me put you on hold a second. We'll finish this up, Dave, because we got to take a quick break here. So just hang on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Self-evident, well, this is evident, yeah. In the American way, you must give, and I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, where you high-tech wizards into tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werbe Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werbe Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
It is the calling of our time to rid the world of terror. That's our calling. It's the calling of the 21st century. And it's a calling that we will not tire for. It's a calling that we will keep in our minds.
Yeah, here I got something you can calling. Oh, my God. All right, back to Dave in San Francisco. Dave, we only have a minute or two. Go ahead.
Sure. I'll try to speed it up. Anyway, they had a son in 1950, and she had a 21-year relationship with LBJ.
Right.
He went to Vietnam, was a Navy, got out honorable discharge, and studied to become an attorney. He sued to get to be included in the LBJ estate, and after LBJ's death, this is when the suit took place. He carried it forward as an attorney would, and Lady Bird went through her connections. Had his discharge changed to dishonorable, and so anyway, it was after that, and then after Stephen's death from cancer, that his mother, so angered and hurt by the Johnson family and the whole lying show, just a bunch of right wing people. There was LBJ, Nixon, Hoover, and all the rest of them,
right,
along with the big oil people. And the interesting part about the people at the Cabana Motel, the CIA people there, was that they were all the friends of George H.W. Bush from the Bay of Pigs invasion.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up as Nixon's Watergate 7 burglars,
right? That's
right. Getting rid of them.
The plumbers, yeah.
That's right. And so anyway, the bottom line is that they wanted Brown and Root supposedly won this contract to dredge Cameron Bay in Vietnam for the war over there.
Mm-hmm.
She mentions this in the video interview,
mm-hmm,
and the Bay of Pigs failure and blaming Kennedy for that and so on. And so the point is, Brown and Root was involved in all of that, and they were there that night before the assassination, knew about it ahead of time, as did all these other right-wing extremist people.
But the American public is willing to accept, for the most part.
No, we can't accept it.
But Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Acting on his own.
He was a self-made, attempted hero who tried to break, thought he was working for the government, and they turned on him and made him the scapegoat, and they got off scot-free.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
I know. It's grim. It's gruesome. And I just wonder if...
But I would say, as far as Bush Sr. is concerned, because he was involved and lied about his relationship to the CIA, which he was involved with as an asset at that time, a well-paid asset. He didn't need their money. Is that, it's like father, like son.
That's it. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Dave, thank you. I appreciate the information. Thanks for checking in. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay, and Robin Bittman announces for us. Many thanks to our webmaster, Mark Marshall of Maximum Interactive, for our great new site. If you did go to the chat room, go. It's fun. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Bush Free Fridays again tomorrow, so join us for that. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werbe and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ie.